And a very happy Wednesday morning, everybody. Wednesday. Why you sound so happy, Tommy? Wednesday, December 14th, 2022. It's the Best at Sea Cruising, Best at Sea Radio Cruising Travel News Update Podcast, brought to you by The Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com. Your home for Maine, USA clothing to keep your pooches and your puppies warm. Tom Drake, if I sound a little tired, it's because I went out after the show last night. You know, my real job, the one that pays the bills, I am a professional stand-up comedian on cruise ships around the world. At least that's what the bio says. And I performed last night, and I owe an apology to anybody that was there because I didn't think they would laugh. I'm wrong to do this, but I kind of qualify my audience. I go to see other performers do their act, and I'm thinking I'll never make them laugh. They're not going to steal something from Jeff Foxworthy. If you're wearing a bucket hat and have the keys around your neck, you're probably not my audience. If you're wearing sunblock on your nose under your COVID mask, you're probably not my audience. But they were my audience. They were wonderful people last night. We had a great time, a great show, and I went out for a couple of pops afterwards. So, all right, sound a little bit like that. So, before I get to the update, a couple of things to cover. People are sending emails asking me, are you ever going to interview anybody? No. And the reason is I don't want to talk to anybody, number one. Number two, that's not the purpose of this podcast. The mission statement of this podcast is to, Monday through Friday, deliver the news of the day pertaining to the cruise and travel industry in only a way that a funny guy from Jersey could. That's the new pitch anyway, because it's going to go up on this platform and hopefully have massive distribution, and people will be listening every day to get the news of the cruising industry, the news of the day, delivered in only way, only in a way that a guy from Jersey can. Maybe down the road I'll do another different podcast where I'll talk to people, but I wouldn't bet on it. I used to have a radio show in Fort Myers 30 years ago called Drake in the Morning AM radio, talk radio, but I wouldn't take phone calls, and it drove the people crazy. Why won't you let us talk? Like, get your own show. So if you really want to hear somebody, get your own podcast. Before we get to the update, I promised, or threatened, once in a while I would do On This Day, because I love On This Day to find out what's happening. And on this day in 1542, Mary Stuart, Princess Mary Stuart, became Mary Queen of Scots at the age of 1 week when her father, James of Scotland, croaked, and she became Queen of Scots. And the only reason I mention this is because there's always a reason. My love wife of 23 years, when we were in the Edinburgh Castle many years ago, she said she felt something. She felt like she had lived there in a previous life in the Edinburgh Castle. In fact, she said, I think in a previous life, she thought she might have been a handmaiden to Mary, Queen of Scots. And I laughed and thought, well, you know, after 20 years of marriage, you haven't waited on me once, so that makes kind of a lot of sense. And recently, this past July, we were in Scotland, and we stayed in a castle near the area where Mary, Queen of Scots, surrendered her army. She surrendered her army because she was told that she would be okay, and then they cut her head off. They're pretty tough over there. Anyway, the only reason I mention that is for that story, and she was born on this day in 1542. She didn't live past 31 or 32 years old. So, also, I owe an apology to the people of the fine island of St. Barts. I made it seem like it's stuffy and a little, you know, pretentious. Okay, it is. But they've redone the downtown area of St. Barts with all of the shops, all the, you know, the names, the same ones you see in Rodeo Drive or you'll see in Palm Beach. But my wife and I had a lunch at a restaurant there called La Repaire that was nothing short of spectacular. Expensive? You kidding me? Broke the bank, but it was good, beautiful. And I kid sometimes about the French because they're not the most... Well, I hate to use the word most. People kind of have this belief that they don't work that hard. They have a 36-hour work week in France, and they're off, like, vacation half the year. I was in France one time when they were on strike. I was in there when they weren't on strike. It looked like the same to me. But I saw, you want to talk about lazy, I saw a French poodle in St. Barts a couple of days ago. The dog had the owner trained. He didn't want to lift his own leg. You look at the owner, thank you. All right, that's a new joke. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. Let us get to the update, because that is the purpose of the podcast, to deliver the news of the day in the cruise and travel industry. And this one comes from Cruise Industry News. My old friend Virgin Voyages. I love talking about Richard Branson and the Reinvent the Wheel cruise line. You know, if you're not familiar with this, wave season is when all the big sales occur, and it usually happens after the first of the year because it's a slow time in the industry. So they have they wave at you and give you deals. Well, Virgin's going to start early. If you're a Virgin Voyage sailor or want to be, by the way, you're a sailor on there. You're not a guest. You're a sailor. Long story. They have a sale now through January 31st, 2023. If you purchase the fare for one sailor, the second sailor gets 60% off. So, see, I don't get that either. Just put up a price, you know. This isn't Macy's. It's not Dillard's, all right? But anyway, the first sailor is one price, and the second sailor is 60% off. And according to according to the chief growth officer at Virgin Voyages, now we know what you're thinking. Based on Virgin, that's the guy that hands out the Viagra. No, stop it. The chief growth officer would be the vice president of sales, but over there, that's too bland. Her name is Isis Ruiz. I can't make this up. Isis. I'm suggesting name change. Just go with Kate or Judy. But that's the name she was born with, you know, but in the office. I mean, somebody's yelling, Isis, they're under the desk. Anyway, Isis Ruiz is the chief growth officer at Virgin Voyages, and she said that 2022 was a red letter year. At least that sounds like a normal statement. And 2023 promises to be better as they launch the Resilient Lady. It is going to be so much better. They've dropped their prices to 60% off for the second sailor. All right, I'm the one that cuts through to tell you it's a good deal. So if you want to sail on a voyage, get a hold of Isis. Tom, if you have a job in the cruise industry within 6 months from now, you'll be lucky. Also, if you book and you do a cruise of less than 6 nights, they'll give you $300 to pay your bar bill. If you do 7 nights or more, they're going to give you $600 to pay your bar bill. Virgin Voyages, early wave sale, first sailor, regular price, second sailor, 60% off, all kinds of itineraries. Go for it. Cruise Industry News reporting that the Jamaican Minister of Tourism, his name is Edmund Bartlett, announced that they have $100 million they got from the EXIM Bank. So it's not really their money, so it's probably our country's money. EXIM Bank, they have $100 million and they're creating something called the Tourism Innovation Incubator. And this is for people, if you come up with an idea to help promote tourism in Jamaica, you'll get some of that $100 million. I have an idea. I have an idea. How about we make it feel safe when you're in Jamaica? Eddie, work on this. I mean, it probably is safe, but there's something called optics in the travel industry. And senior citizens, when they get off a ship and they don't feel safe, they come right back. And we were just in Port Antonio in Jamaica. In fact, a guest emailed me and said, you didn't say anything about it. I said it looked good sailing in. That's all I'm going to say. Point is, I'm sure that if you get inland in Jamaica, it is a gorgeous country. Anybody that knows anything about travel knows when you go to Jamaica, you stay on property, whether it be sandals or sneakers or shells or whatever they're called, those all-inclusive. You don't venture outside your spot. That's it. And why is that? Because you don't feel safe. Ed, work on that. I don't know how you do it. Is it more police presence? How about when you get off the ship, don't let the people run right up you and say, can I show you around? No, I'd like to just walk with my wife. I'll show you around. It's like the Jamaican version of Egypt. Just no, we just want to go for a walk. And in Jamaica, they don't let you do that. So, Ed, I take some of that $100 million. Maybe I should send them in what I think should happen. So, all right. I know you're listening going, Tom, you're a little rough today. Well, you know what? Honesty is sometimes tough to handle. It really is. When I go out on stage, they don't laugh, and the people are very honest. They go, you're not very funny. I put up with it, too. Oh, boy, I love to talk about the airlines. This was in the Travel Weekly. Travel Weekly? United Airlines has decided, not decided, they did it. They're ordering 200 Boeing 787 Dreamliners for delivery between 2024 and 2032. If you fly, man, that's just a dream, because the Dreamliner is a very nice plane. The business class is very nice on a Boeing 787. And when they get delivery on those, they're getting rid of the 767, because those have been around longer than, nothing's been around longer than the flight attendants on United, but the 767s will be gone, and then the 777s. That's a pretty good aircraft, but they're going to get rid of them. And the reason is not comfort for you. Don't get carried away. It has nothing to do with comfort. It has to do with fuel efficiency, totally, because we're all about sustainability, using less fuel, and yada, 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 yada. So these are the 767, that just sucks fuel up. So anyway, according to the CEO of United Airlines, Scott Scott Kirby. He said in a prepared remark, which meant somebody wrote it for him, United emerged from the pandemic as the world's leading global airline and the flag carrier of the United States. Yeah, thanks to my tax dollars, you bozo. How much money did you get? And now look at their profits. They're just killing them. The cruise line got zero help from any government anywhere. And the United, all the airlines got billions and billions and billions, and now they're all slapping each other on the back going, hey, we did good. Yeah, you did good with my money. Now, here's the part of this story I didn't care about. I didn't want to read. They've also ordered, they're ordering more 737 MAX from Boeing. If you're not familiar with the story, Boeing built this plane and had two planes just go straight into water because the computer didn't feel like flying. And then they parked them for 2 years. Caused a lot of problems with Southwest and other airlines because they couldn't use their aircraft. And now they're back after negotiating with the FAA for 2 years. They're back and now they're going to order more. All right, I get that. I'm not flying it. I won't talk to you about it. You can Google it yourself. Put it in 737 MAX and look at emergencies and things like that. And you'll find out that pilots, since that plane came back, have had to make adjustments in the computer mid-flight a bunch of times. And on more than a few occasions, they've declared an actual emergency flying that plane. So I don't fly it. If you want to fly to Barbados, American uses the 737 and the 737 MAX. I don't go on the MAX. That's just me. Call me. I don't ride roller coasters either. Like I said yesterday when I read about the bolt, the first thing I want to know is did you tighten the bolts? Okay, so they're going to buy the 737 MAX. Here's what I don't like. In the article, you can read it, Travel Weekly. Boeing is lobbying the United States Congress because they are about to pass a package to keep the government running, and included in that package is a rule, a law, whatever, that says that by a certain time, I won't tell you because it's not in front of me, all the airlines have to have added additional equipment to make them safer. And Boeing's like, can we put that back a little bit? Because, you know, we want to get this order done. Here it is. The aircraft has to be certified by the FAA to have upgraded their cockpit alerting systems. And Boeing's saying, can we just take that out for now? Until? No, you can't. We have to be able to fly safe. All right. A little grumpy today, all right, Tommy? You shouldn't probably go right after your show. Once again, if you're just joining this podcast, the purpose of the podcast is to deliver today's cruise and travel industry news in a way that only... Never mind. Shut up. All right. I saw this. I think it's in Cruise Industry News. That's a great idea. If you're looking for a last-minute holiday gift, and I'm not shilling for Princess, but you know, Princess is run by a guy that really understands the technology of the business. They have the medallion. Oh, John Padgett is his name. So Princess is offering gift cards. Okay, that's great, but you can't buy a gift card now and get it delivered in time. But they have e-cards, including Happy Hanukkah cards. So if you have friends, relatives going on a cruise for Christmas or New Year's, and you don't know what to get them, you can go online to the Princess and you can buy them a gift card and send it to them electronically and give them $100. Because in the old days, I would call like Holland America, friends around Holland America, I want to send a bottle of wine to the room. I might as well have asked to drive the ship. It took forever and nobody knew how to do it. This way, you just go online, you buy them an e-card, $10, $50, whatever. You don't have to buy them a whole cruise. And you send it to them and say, have a great cruise. Have a bottle of, Hanukkah wine on me or whatever. Princess and pretty cool Princess e-cards. You can get a regular gift card done. They'll send it to you, and they have some neat pictures. You know, they have, you know, they're on the gift card. You, there's you standing outside in deck 5 with your life jacket, going, "This is a cruise. Do I need to be here?" All right, I made that last part up. And finally, this is from a website called The Street, which I had never heard of, to be honest with you. This has to do with menus on ships. It seems that Royal Caribbean has been quietly testing a new menu for the dining room because everyone is trying to not reduce the items, but they only want the items that sell. They want the ones that people order because otherwise they end up with a lot of waste. And I owe Harry Summer an apology. He's the president of Norwegian Cruise Line. And he announced a while back that the new Norwegian Prima would have a fixed menu on the ship. A fixed menu. And one of the things that guests love when they go to the main dining room is to see what's new. So I said, this is a bad idea. I'm looking at the menu for the Norwegian Prima. It's like going to a restaurant that has a great menu. And you're never going to run out of choices. Plus, they have build your own pasta, and that's all I really want. I just like to build my own pasta. But the menu on the Norwegian Prima, there's strip steaks, beef wellingtons, veal Oscar, the chicken, because Harry said at the time, you know, let's say you're on a 14-day cruise, there's not 14 ways to cook a chicken. There actually are 14 ways to cook a chicken, but Harry's not in charge of that. He's in charge of the money. He's a CPA by trade. But anyway, I owe an apology, because the menu on the Norwegian Prima, the main dining room, is extensive, and they have chicken noodle soup. I work for Oceania. We're a five-star foodie cruise line. Foodie, foodie, foodie. We never have chicken noodle soup, because people that are into foodie would go, oh, what's that? They have chicken noodle soup. Oh, man. They have macaroni and cheese. They have all the things that a low-rent Irishman would really like. Anyway, Norwegian, I like the menu, and the real story is about Royal Caribbean. They're quietly going to change the menu as of January 1st, and the complaint they're here is they're going to take some of the regular menus out. Like, they're going to have an Italian night, and everybody has that, an American night or a French night, but they always have one section on the menu that's always available. Well, I used to call that the Bill Clinton, because there was a time when he's always available. Now he's barely awake, but back then he was always available. And those items are supposedly going to disappear from the menu when the Royal Caribbean rolls out the new menu. I don't know. All I know is, leave my spaghetti alone. Just give me a glass of red wine and a bowl of spaghetti, and I'm a happy Irishman. All right, did I go long today? Yeah, it looks like I did. Some days it'll be short, some days it'll be long. I'm not going there with that either. Have a happy hump day. It's Wednesday, and we are in Guadeloupe. And tomorrow we'll be in Dominica. And that's where they have a rainforest, and it rains. Almost every time we're there, it rains. And the guests look around and go, it's raining. Well, guess what? Do your homework, honey. It's a rainy season, and it's a rainforest there. Have a great Wednesday. I'll try to calm down tomorrow. I only had a half a cup of coffee. I appreciate all the subscriptions. And by the way, you don't have to subscribe. Someone did that yesterday and said they thought I would get $10 for that. No, it's just easier if you subscribe to get the link every day. Otherwise, you can go to bestatsearadio.com, and the podcast will be there. You'll be able to find it everywhere. And in a week or two, you're going to see it all over podcast land, and we'll see how it goes. You talk too much. Have a great Wednesday. See you tomorrow.